President Bush has been on the road much of this week, and though he insists he's not yet focusing on re-election, the president has been very much in a campaign mode. He's been attending fundraisers and making speeches in states that will be important in next year's voting. His focus this week, publicly at least, has been the economy, and the president has seemed determined to stay on message in the face of growing criticism by Democrats of his foreign and domestic policies. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
It was the president's first week back from an August spent mostly on his Texas ranch, and he went to work on easing the anxieties many people have about the state of the economy. The president acknowledged the concerns, but in speeches this week in Ohio, Missouri, and today in Indiana, the emphasis has been on optimism and staying the course. Here he is in Kansas City yesterday.
Our economy is starting to grow again. Americans are feeling more confident.
The president has been putting forth no big new economic policies, instead saying the plan of action he's been pursuing is working, especially the tax cuts he signed into law. In Kansas City, he cited these numbers.
Thanks in part to the reductions we passed, real disposable personal income, that which is left in paychecks and other income after taxes are taken out, has increased at 3.4% rate in the first 2.5 years of my administration. That's a faster increase than the pace set in the 1990s. People are keeping more of their own money.
Mr. Bush and his aides make the point over and over again that without the tax cuts, the recession would have been more severe. It's a case the president's been making all year. Here he is back in February stressing that tax cuts were what the economy needed.
By leaving more money in the hands that earned it, we will stimulate consumer spending and encourage investment so that businesses large and small can expand and employ more people.
But since that speech 6 months ago, the economy has lost jobs every single month. Labor Department figures for August, released today, show that last month another 93,000 jobs disappeared. The number was worse than expected and has to be worrisome to the White House. All this week, the president spoke about the economy almost to the exclusion of other topics. For example, he did not comment publicly on reports that rebuilding Iraq would cost taxpayers more than $60 billion, nor did he talk about the withdrawal of the nomination of his controversial judicial nominee, Miguel Estrada. Presidential scholar James Piffner of George Mason University says the White House seems to have decided that this week's topic was the economy and that nothing should distract from that.
He's got to project that he is engaged with the economy. I think that he's out there, you know, whether he can change the economy is, you know, entirely a separate issue.
Piffner also says that given the turn the story in Iraq has taken over the past couple of months, it's not surprising that the president has been talking less about that.
I think that the plan had been to run on his military record, military leader, and so forth, with successes in Afghanistan and now in Iraq. Now things are not going quite so well in Iraq, and so he's, you know, clearly shifting the focus to the domestic economy and so forth.
Democrats, though, see an opportunity in what they say is the president's poor handling of the economy. It's an area where they hope Mr. Bush will be vulnerable in next year's election. They have increasingly attacked a White House policy which relies heavily on tax cuts and say the recent job loss numbers show that the president's approach is not working. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.